This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com. Hello, it's Monday the 1st of June 2020. This is Stuck at Home, and just like you, we're stuck at home too. My name is Bex, once again, and I'm joined by my Fun Kids friend Connor. Hello, Con.
Hey, Bex. Really, really excited today because we have entered the month of my birthday.
Yes, and Connor is a bit like me for birthdays. Basically going to celebrate it for the whole month. Am I right, Connor?
Yeah, I've already started, Bex. Woohoo!
Oh no, I'm a big believer in birthdays, so I'm happy to help. So we are refreshed from our weekend off, as you can maybe hear. We're coming to you on Dinosaur Day. It's a thing, I promise. Connor and I are going to be chatting about all things dino. Plus, I'm going to be talking to the Week Junior about what is going on in the world right now. And you know what? We're back off into space. We've got the next episode of the space programme. It's all kicking off here, so let's carry on, shall we? So we are stuck at home like you. We're recording this podcast from our rooms. Bear with us if it's a bit glitchy or robotic every now and again. So tell me, Connor, how have you been celebrating the National Day of the Dinosaur?
Well, Bex, first off, happy Dino Day to you.
Happy Dinosaur Day to you.
Would you like a dinosaur fact to kick it off?
I thought you'd never ask.
So did you know, this is actually ridiculous, the longest dinosaur was the Argentinosaurus, which measured over 40 metres, that is as long as four fire engines. And it was part of the Titanosaurus group of dinosaurs. And its remains have been found in Argentina, South America. 40 metres, Bex. Four fire engines was the length of that thing.
Four fire engines.
Imagine being alive during the time of the dinosaurs. Imagine actually there being people then, right, walking around, and there's just these dinosaur 40 metre things like looking over you.
I mean, that is mad, isn't it? When you think about how big that is just like, that's incredibly big.
Four fire engines, Bex. Four.
I love that you're measuring things in fire engines, Connor. This is a new...
Yeah, no, that's just how I roll now. Like when my mum measures how tall I am, I'm like, am I the height of a fire engine yet, mother?
I'm one quarter of a fire engine.
I'm one quarter of a fire engine. So anyway, yeah, I've spent my morning looking at dinosaur facts, obviously, because we all love the old dinosaurs, don't we?
Yeah, we sure do. Yeah, any more facts for us?
Well, there was another one about the heaviest dinosaur who weighed 77 tons.
How many fire engines is that, Connor?
Well, it's the equivalent to 17 African elephants.
Wow. That's...
Yeah, now that's a heavy... that is a lot of pancakes, like you mentioned on Friday's episode, Bex.
That is a lot of pancakes. That's just a lot of elephants, to be honest. That is massive.
That is a lot of elephants. So where I've spent my morning, like, you know, reading all of these dinosaur facts, it led me on to a creative challenge, and that was to create my own dinosaur. So, of course, every single dinosaur has like a different attribute. They have a different thing that they have going on. Some can fly. Some have super long necks. Some are really heavy. Some are really small and light and maybe quicker on the ground. So I created what I thought would be the best dinosaur, whether that be in like battle, because of course that would have happened way back when the dinosaurs were alive, whether that be just, you know, general living. What is the best dinosaur? So of course you wouldn't want one that had wings and a really long neck, because then it might just be flying round and round in circles because its neck's really heavy. Do you see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So I created my perfect dinosaur.
I mean, I'm going to have to hear, first of all, the name of the dinosaur. And also, what is the dinosaur like? Tell me some dinosaur stories.
So the name of the dinosaur is the Conosaurus, obviously.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I think the perfect dinosaur, in my opinion, is lightweight, so not too heavy, not like that 77-ton dinosaur. I wouldn't want to be that heavy. That's slow. Lightweight, okay? I want it to be able to fly. I feel like being airbound would be the best thing ever. I've always wanted to fly anyway, so I'd like to be able to fly. I don't want a long neck. Not really interested in that. I feel like that's a little bit too much, you know? If you've got an itch, you've now got to reach up high if you've got an itch on your chin, haven't you? It's a long neck. It's a very... Four fire engines, Bex. That's a long way to go to itch your chin.
Four fire engines.
That's a long, long way to go, okay? I'd like it to fly, and I'd like it to just be a nice medium weight, so it's not too heavy. But the idea of mine is speed, okay? So if a dinosaur comes at me, I'm speedy. I can get away.
Okay, so do you eat other dinosaurs? What do you eat? Are you a vegetarian dinosaur?
Fish and chips, really, Bex.
Fish and chips?
Yeah, so my dinosaur enjoys fish and chips.
Interesting. Okay, were there many fish and chip shops around in the dinosaur times?
Yeah, well, you know, you could get a cheeky saveloy on a Friday night. So, yeah, that's what my... No, I'm joking. Yeah, my dinosaur will eat anything that it needs to eat. I feel like mine is more of a vegetarian. So a lot more grass, a lot more tree, you know, not much meat.
I like this, Connor. I like how much you've thought it through. I think if I was a dinosaur, I would call myself the B-Rex.
The B-Rex?
Yeah, I think that's what I'd go
you
for.
You would. That is so good. A little spin on the T-Rex, the B-Rex.
The
clever.
B-Rex.
I like that, Beck.
Thanks.
So what have you been up to? What? I can guarantee that yours has been some creative masterpiece, hasn't it, Beck? Of course it has.
Well, because it's Dinosaur Day, I was thinking of how we can do dinosaur crafts, Connor. And turns out most of the things I found were involving paper plates, which was kind of weird. You don't really think of dinosaurs and paper plates together in one sentence, but there we go. So I figured out a way you can make a dinosaur mask, actually. Are you interested in making the Conosaurus into a real-life dinosaur?
I am. Tell me more.
All right. Well, if you've got a paper plate nearby, cut it in half straight away, and then all you've got to do is you can pretty much decorate it how you like. I personally would paint it green because in my head dinosaurs are green, but your dinosaur could be blue, red, yellow. It's really up to you. You can cut around the sides of it to make it look like it's a bit wavy, and then with the bottom half of the paper plate, you can cut up maybe some nostrils, maybe some horns, stick it on the paper plate. Remember to put some eye holes on the plate as well, and then get some elastic and tie it around, and you can have it on your face. The other thing I found, Connor, was a way of making a dinosaur headband, which I quite enjoyed. So this could be quite tricky, but I think is a really rewarding thing. Basically, get a piece of card or paper and wrap it around your head like a headband, so it goes from the front to the back of your head. And then get another thin piece of, like, strip of paper and go from the front of the headband all the way down your back, and then stick some triangles on it. And it looks like you're one of those kind of triceratopses with triangles on their back.
Very nice, Bex. That is very, very clever.
Yeah, there's loads of different things you can do. Lots of amazing crafts and arts online. Of course, if you're into papier-mâché, you can maybe get super crafty. Or maybe you've just got a piece of paper and some card. That works as well. Make yourself a little dinosaur cutout mask, and you could roam your house all day celebrating Dinosaur Day. If your parents ask you what you're doing, just be like, well, I'm celebrating a national holiday. It's Dinosaur Day.
It is Dinosaur Day. I'm going to go and create my Conosaurus now, Bex.
Your Conosaurus. I love it. So tell us if you do get involved with Dinosaur Day, send a message to funkidslive.com/stuck and you could appear in a future episode.
Now, we always listen to a little series in Stuck at Home. As the Islanders' opposition to the space program grows more heated, Kyle bunks off school to join a protest at the construction site. What could possibly go wrong, Bex?
I'm busy.
It's just me, Vaughan.
I'm still busy.
Have you got my headphones?
No.
What's wrong with you?
I've been getting ready for this test for weeks. I've been doing all these online practice papers, and the best I've done is 65%.
That might be good enough. The other kids might not be as clever as the ones at our old school.
65%, though.
Well, if you miss out, you miss out.
Can't you help me, Maddie?
A minute ago, you didn't even want me to come in the room.
I know, but the test is tomorrow. It's the maths bit I can't get, and you're good at maths.
Well, I can't teach you how to be good at maths before tomorrow, can I? I've got stuff to do.
Morning, Kyle.
Oh, morning, Dad.
You all right, kid?
Think I'm coming down with a cold.
It's all these people coming in off the mainland, bringing their germs over.
Yeah, probably. Can I stay off?
Well, it's the test today.
And I'm not doing it. So there's not much point in me being there anyway.
Okay. Get this porridge down you and get back to bed.
Yeah. I should get some rest, shouldn't I?
Morning, Dad.
Morning, Lily.
Is Mum not around?
No, she had to get off early this morning.
It's the test today. I thought she might at least wish me luck. Where is she? She never leaves for work this early.
There's a protest at the construction site today.
Oh, and that's more important, is it?
Well, you know she doesn't approve of you doing this competition. We're not going to stop you.
Well, but if she manages to stop the whole project, then she will stop me, won't she?
Lily, this isn't just about you.
You and Mum have made that very clear.
Good luck, love. I'm sure you'll smash it.
Yeah, cheers, Dad.
Right, three parts to the test. You get a 10-minute break between each part and we'll all be done by lunchtime. Maddie?
Yes?
You can sit and read. Or if you want, you can do the test paper for fun.
I might do the paper, actually.
Really? I was joking. But, I mean, you can. Right, you have 50 minutes to complete the first part. Turn over your test papers now.
Okay, everyone. Today they're bringing in the foundation parts for the launch tower. It's too heavy for the helicopter, so it's coming in by ferry, and a truck is driving it up from here. Now, Mataform own the land up to the fence over there, but they don't own the fields the truck has to drive through. Those belong to us.
I think today's a nice day for a little picnic, don't you?
I agree, Jason, and just remember...
Mrs. McGinn.
Kyle, glad you could make it.
Sorry I'm late. I told my dad I was ill, but I had to wait until he left the house before I could get dressed.
It's okay, kid, you're here now.
And remember, everyone, don't let their security goons intimidate you. We've got every right to be here. Ready?
Mr. Wheeler.
Oh, please, call me Daniel. It's Robbie, isn't it?
Yes. I'm not sure this is going to work.
Not sure what's going to work.
Getting this truck off the ferry. The harbour just wasn't built for anything that heavy.
Don't worry, I built a computer model of the harbour to make sure we hired the right sort of trucks. Hi, can this wait? I'm down at the harbour overseeing... Sorry, who's blocking the gates to the site?
I'm here on the Isle of Loon at the construction site for the Mataform space programme, which has grabbed a lot of headlines in recent weeks. A group of local people has gathered at the site to protest against the new project. Speaking to me now is Anne McGinn, who's organised this protest.
Yeah, we need to get the message out, because Mataform want the world to think everyone on Loon is chuffed to bits with this project.
Why do you object to this project happening here?
This island is a haven for nature. It's just not appropriate for a shuttle launch site, and the only reason they're doing it here is because our chief officer has agreed a deal to let the company do whatever they want.
Isn't your daughter competing for a place in the shuttle?
How do you know that?
All the contestants were announced on the project's social media channels this morning.
Well, it's her choice, and there are children who are deeply concerned about this project.
And we're about to meet one of them. Hello, Kyle.
Hi.
You have 5 minutes left.
Michael, sorry, but I think there's something you need to see.
Okay. No talking, just finish your tests. What is it?
All the news channels are running this clip. It's all over social media too.
I just think it's bad for the island. Bad for the people, the wildlife, the plants. And there just has to be somewhere else they could do it. You know, they want to do this space thing to push us all into the future. But what about my future?
I thought he was at home with a cold. Can you keep an eye on the kids doing the test?
Of course.
Cheers. He's going to wish he was ill when I get my hands on him.
Emma! Emma! You've heard about this protest?
Yes, I'm on my way there now.
Good. So am I... What do you intend to do about it?
What can I do about it, Daniel? It's public land.
So what? This is the end of the project? We just pack up and go home?
They can't stay there forever. I know it's frustrating, but let them make their point.
They're not there to make a point. They're there to grind this whole project to a halt. The truck can't get through the gates with them there. If they take it in shifts, they can block it as long as they like.
Can't you pull up the fence and make a new gate?
There are more of them coming in from the mainland to join the protest. Everyone's seen it on the news. Before long, they'll have enough people to make a human fence the length of the site.
So, what do you suggest?
What do you have in the way of police here?
We have one police officer, and she does that part-time on top of working as a poetry teacher.
I have a security team of 24 people. If you want this project to go ahead, empower them to deal with this. Now.
Fine.
Mrs. McGinn! Mrs. McGinn!
What is it, Kyle?
Look! There's people coming up from the construction site.
Oh, here we go. They're sending the security guards.
Stand firm, everyone!
Okay, we're opening this gate and we need you to move so the truck can come through.
You can't move us. We've got every right to be here.
Not anymore. Your chief officer has said we can move you on.
No, no you can't!
Don't let them open the gates! Push back!
No, wait! Kyle's still in here.
Help!
Kyle! Where are you? I can't see you.
Jason! I'm over here!
Give the kids space! Let him out!
I can't breathe! I can't!
That was episode 5 of The Space Programme, which you can find wherever you're listening to this. Just search The Space Programme. So as if that wasn't enough space-themed content for you, there's a space-themed quiz at the end of Stuck at Home 2, so do keep listening.
All right, so it's time to head over to the Week Junior magazine. They are going to tell us something amazing happening in the world right now. And today, I believe, we're chatting to managing editor Vanessa. Hey, Vanessa, how are you?
I'm pretty good, thanks, Bex. And I've got some good news for the environment. Do you want to hear it?
Oh, yes, please.
Excellent. Well, apparently the UK has used more renewable energy in the first part of this year than ever before. In the past, most of our electricity has come from burning fossil fuels like oil and coal and gas, which give off harmful gases, as we know, that pollute the air and they lead to climate change. These are not only bad for the atmosphere, of course, but there's also only a certain amount of them and they're running out. Renewable energy is much cleaner and, as you can tell from the name, there's an inexhaustible supply of it. So renewable energies come from things like wind, the sun, which is also called solar energy, and water, hydroelectric energy. And if you want the actual numbers, 40% of the UK's energy came from renewables in the first 3 months of this year, so from January to the end of March. Wind farms produced most of it because, if you think back into the dim and distant past, it was really stormy this winter. There were sort of gales and heavy rain. So that generated a lot of wind power. Nuclear power produced about 15%, and 29% came from gas, just under about 4% came from coal, and the rest was imported from abroad. But hopefully, I'm thinking, with all the sunshine that we've been having lately, we'll be making lots of solar power too.
Yeah, that's incredible. That's really good news, right?
It's excellent news. I'm really excited about it. I just think, you know, this is going to be the future and that hopefully we can lead kind of cleaner and greener lives. I'm really excited.
I am all for that. Well, thank you so much, Vanessa, and hopefully we'll speak to you soon.
Take care. Bye.
Now we're coming to the end of Stuck at Home for your dinosaur day, but before we go, it's time for a quick quiz. Here's a space-themed quiz for you. Today, it's all about the moon. So, true or false, we always see the same side of the moon. Is it true? Is it false?
Question 2. When a full moon causes the ocean to rise, what force is at work? Is it A, magnetic energy, B, gravity, or C, drag?
And since it's Dinosaur Day, Bex, true or false, do you think dinosaurs have been to space?
Well, I guess, Connor, we don't really know, do we? Because we weren't around at the time dinosaurs were. We haven't seen them, so that there might have been, there maybe were up in space. We don't know.
Shall we find out, Bex?
Yeah, let's find out. Here are your answers.
So the first one, true or false, we always see the same side of the moon. That is true.
Question 2, when a full moon causes the ocean to rise, what force is at work? The answer is gravity.
And Bex, the dinosaurs haven't been to space.
Oh man, I mean, I kind of got that, but I'm quite disappointed by it, Connor.
So am I. It would have been quite a fun idea, wouldn't it?
That would have been really lovely, but still, anyway, we can just dream about our dinosaurs in space. That is false, I guess. As far as we know, they may have been up there and we just don't quite know about it yet. Maybe we'll see a dinosaur floating around in the atmosphere one day and we will know for sure, Connor. So if you did really well on that, let us know at funkidslive.com/stuck. And remember, if you are stuck at home like us, get your dinosaur day off to a roaring start. Create your very own dinosaur by, I guess, imagining what you would be if you were a dinosaur and then doing some arts and crafts to recreate your perfect one. So that's it from Connor.
That is it for me. Bye, Bex.
And from me. See you later. Remember to rate, review and subscribe wherever it is you get this podcast. And you can hear more tomorrow. Bye. So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.